Good morning. It's April 13th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Human Touch. Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. Mark 10:14. I have now been a physician for 41 years. Babies I have delivered range from newborns to 38 years old as of this writing, but the ones I get the most follow-up on are the teenagers. Their mothers are usually reaching the end of their reproductive years, but they still require birth control and at least yearly visits, so we have an opportunity to catch up on each other's families. One of the things I hear most frequently nowadays is the kids reaching age 16 aren't really interested in driver's ed. Moms tell me they have seniors in high school who just haven't gotten around to getting their licenses. Now, maybe I could understand this if we lived in New York City, where you can live your entire life without an automobile. But this is Texas. We don't go to the corner store without driving, for the simple reason that the corner store might be several miles away. When I was growing up in Texas and Oklahoma, we couldn't wait to get our driver's licenses. We wanted to spend time with our own peers, not with the old people like our parents, who listened to terrible music, kept talking about this war or that war that we'd never even heard of, and kept making rules about everything from homework to what we wore to school to how much time we could spend on the phone. We wanted privacy with our friends. We wanted to go on dates. We could not wait to get out of the house. So what's going on? Are teenagers that different nowadays? Do they suddenly want to spend more time with their parents? I don't think so. I don't think they feel the pressing need to get out of the house to see their friends. Why? Because in order to see their friends, they only need to FaceTime, or Zoom, or Skype, or TikTok, or Instagram, while lying around their bedrooms with their parents on the other side of a door. But something ironic has happened in the midst of a pandemic that has much of the world literally confined to their small living spaces. Suddenly, we're all forced to communicate over the internet. For those of my generation, leaning into this technology is truly a miracle, even though it may have been available for years. After all, our kids know all about it, right? As we revel in the ability to see our friends and relatives, and in my case, patients, over our computer screens, those same teens have become miserable in their confinement. And now, after the shine of this technology has worn off for the rest of us, we too long to once again be able to gather in groups, and maybe even get closer than 6 feet to the people we care about. Why? Because human touch is essential to our health. God has designed us as communal, social beings who enjoy touching and being touched. The scriptures are replete with examples like the one above from Mark. Social psychologists will tell you that primate experiments ever since the late 50s have shown the critical importance of touch for infants. Newborns raised without being touched and held develop multiple physical and social deficits. Our need to physically touch each other is inbred and overwhelming. Touching is, of course, a fundamental component of courtship and mating, but also an essential part of greeting everyone, from new acquaintances to closest friends. So if you have a longing in the midst of the pandemic for normalcy, that itself is normal, and centered on the desire to be able to physically contact our fellow humans. Of course, we're worried about the economy, both for the nation as well as for our own gainful employment and ability to provide for our families. But there is a yearning that can be satisfied only with a hug. A handshake will have much more significance in the future. We will place new value on the ability to have a birthday party, a wedding, a funeral, or to worship in the presence of others. The critical importance of touch is making itself felt like never before. This pandemic, perhaps more so than many other crises in the last couple centuries, will have the beneficial effect of causing us to value what we formerly thought of as the little things. Christ knew they weren't little. He commanded us, "Greet each other with a holy kiss." Romans 16:16. In one of his most often quoted parables, Christ tells us of the prodigal son's return after wasting away all of his inheritance. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Luke 15:20. All of us hunger for another's touch as this scourge plays out. We can persevere, remembering always that God knows our hearts. He made us the way we are. There is comfort in knowing that a loving Father knows what we need and that He has sent us the Holy Spirit to lead us to truth in difficult times. Soon, we will once again be able to greet each other with a handshake, but I have a feeling a lot of those will rapidly convert to hugs. We may even find that our teenagers actually want to get their driver's licenses. Precious Lord, we love You for loving us so well. We trust in You as we traverse these dark hours when human contact has become a liability, that soon the sun will shine again, and we will welcome our brothers and sisters in a way none of us has ever done before. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.